Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually. Oh, yeah.
And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast. Today we have a special guest. Blake Moynes is on.
Ashley's birthday was yesterday, so.
Happy birthday. Did you do anything fun? What did you do for it? Anything fun?
Well, Ben, I needed to tell you this. I had the worst massage of my life. So Blake, he's a massage guy. Like, he goes for a massage like once a week, or like he's had points in his life where he's done that. And
ideally, yes.
Like, he gives the best massages too. So anyway, yesterday, Ben, it was like the woman was applying just suntan lotion to me for like an hour. Okay. Yeah. It was just all she did.
So
was
awkward.
Go like this. And I'm so like, awkward. What? And I, yeah. This is a good conversation topic, but do you tell them you need more pressure?
No, that's one thing I don't have in me.
It in me either.
If they ask, I feel like it's appropriate to be like, yeah, deeper.
Yeah.
But there's been many occasions, two that stand out, I guess. Jess just had one of these where like you've gotten a really bad massage, and it's mostly like the hardest hour of your life, because you're like, I was looking forward to this for so long. Yeah.
The hardest hour of your life. Totally.
And you're like, this is just awkward. I have some human just like petting me.
That is exactly what it was. And then the light was on, and I'm just like, I feel so weird. She's just like gracing my skin. It was the weirdest thing.
You have like, to yeah. ask. This is why you. This is what you do. You need to go in and book a deep tissue.
Yeah.
And always tell them to let off.
Light on. Okay, exactly. I think we should keep this all in. This is the way that we're starting this podcast, guys, with Blake Moyes. Welcome. We're talking about massages. I felt the same way, Blake. I was like, I could tell them to just, you know, a little bit less, but then I've never been in the situation where I had to say a little more. And especially since I'm pregnant and it was a prenatal massage, I didn't know whether she was just trying to be delicate with me. And I'll say this. So it was like 5 minutes in that she asked about the pressure. And at that point, she had just done like my back, like my shoulders. And I was thinking like, okay, well, maybe she's being super gentle because it's prenatal. So that's why I especially said, yeah, it's good. But then as soon as she started doing other regions and it was truly just like applying suntan lotion on me, I was just like, I made a mistake.
But what is like, okay, so I see prenatal on there when I like sign up. What are they like? Why do they need to, what is
right? That? What is the difference? I'm not sure, except for the fact that like it comes with all like the cushions. So like there's the belly slot and there's like a booby slot and that's really nice. But in the other prenatal massages I've had before, which has only been two, they felt very just normal, except for the cushions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ashley, we still want to wish you the happiest of birthdays because you deserve to be celebrated. We are very happy you were born. We mean that. I'm sorry Thank about you. Yesterday. I would
It was honestly a fun story. And I was like, this is great content.
Here's the best way to fix the problem that exists right now. Just book yourself another massage. Right? Go do it again. Just go for it. Why not? You deserve it.
Totally. Hey,
Blake, you're with us today to talk about a lot of things. Love, life, but also this trip that you just got back from South Africa with Zach Clark. Zach Clark came onto the podcast a few months ago. An incredible episode, not because there was a lot of juice that came from it, but there was a lot of honesty that came from it. Can you kind of give us a rundown just for those who are not aware and maybe don't follow you on social, what you were doing in South Africa, why Zach came, what it was all about?
Yeah. So I just got back and I leave in tomorrow for another expedition. But yeah, South Africa was 100 kilometers bike, run, kayak, an endurance challenge over 3-4 days to raise money for an organization out there that's trying to purchase land to connect protected areas for wildlife together to make bigger areas for wildlife. Because right now, everything's fragmented. So there's protected area, agriculture, human disturbance that blocks them from getting to the other protected area. And you need these areas all connected for biodiversity to thrive, to elephants to be able to migrate, all of these things. So it was a fundraiser through challenge. And Zach came along with me to do that. One, because he's one that would actually love to do it.
Yeah.
Not it's because these things aren't for everybody being in that environment. And then the 100 kilometers, he's also a runner. So I just felt like, you know, he was a great one to tag along, because if you have the bad apple out there who just isn't into it when they get out there, it can ruin everything for everybody. So he was a great person to come along and do that. And just we've been very tight since the show 3 years ago. So, that's why it was him, because he gets it.
Well, we saw on your social media, at least I did, a video of you crashing. So my big question for you is, did you finish this challenge and do you have a broken hip?
No, I don't actually have a broken hip. It was more like an embellishment, exaggeration of how hard I fell. I did technically finish. I came 10K short on the run. The last day was a 34 kilometer like marathon run.
Oh my gosh, this is never so freaking in hard. My life.
I've never trained, so I never have ran more than 2.5K ever in one go. So then all of a sudden I tried to do this and my feet. So I don't know if you guys remember, there was a huge infection I had when I did my wildlife training last year where I like almost lost my foot due to blistering. an infection that set in. I had to get surgery in South Africa last year. So when this started setting in and I got all the blisters on the bottom of my feet, 20K in, I went to the doctor, like, listen, I can't afford to do this. I have another expedition coming up. They're like, hey, well, probably smart to pull out. We'll treat the bottom of your feet and get rid of these blisters so you're able to go. So technically 10K short out of the 100, which unfortunate, but it is what it is. I had to be smart about it.
Sure, that makes complete sense. Don't lose your foot over this. There's a lot of... Did Zach finish, though?
He did. He's a strong runner, right? So when it came to the last day of the run, it was funny, though, for him on the bike, because I have a ton of experience in the kayak and the biking aspect, just through all the schooling and the stuff that I've been through. So it was funny seeing him on a bike getting used to that. And then, funny enough, I'm the one who crashes and makes a fool of myself on it. But I felt so hard.
Ashley, I don't know if you saw this. I will say this. Blake's life is one that's admirable. I enjoy the content. You're an idiot, honestly, Blake. I was watching this. I was like, this dude is going down a mountainside, filming himself. And it's not just like when I was in Peru for a while, we did like a bike ride down like the most dangerous road. This was not a road. This was a rocky path. And Blake is filming himself. And I'm like, this, what is he thinking is going to happen here? Like, there's no way this does not end how it did.
The thing is there was a break where it was, when you're going so fast and you've never been on this trail before, there was like what I could see, not as rocky. It was a little bit. And then all of a sudden, like, it changed. The terrain changed. And you have one hand on and you're like, and all of a sudden, you know, wheel switches and I head over heels.
Oh my! I'm glad you're okay though. So I just wanted to say, I wanted to get it out there that like, if we were closer and you're a friend of mine, I would have texted you and been like, "What were you thinking?" But I get to tell you here,
I got enough of those anyway, so it's okay. Yeah.
Did you and Zach like sit together on the long plane ride? How was traveling with Zach?
Zach is just so even keel, calm, and everything. He was the easiest to travel with. We didn't get to sit together. Uh-huh. He had a. Like he had a seat up, like an upgrade up, because he, I guess, travels with United all the time. So I had an economy.
Same with Ben. Ben gets upgrade all the time because his United miles are like, well, okay, he logs them every other day. Like the man is on a United plane every other day.
Just to get upgraded. That's all I want to do, Ashley. I just want to get upgraded all the time.
There's something good about that, though. I get it.
Yeah. Now, Blake, as we kind of close up, what's this next expedition? You know, I'm curious kind of what is life looking like for you, and you're going on these expeditions and you're raising funds for wildlife protection in these protected areas and these animals, but kind of how does life look on a day-to-day basis? Like make it make sense to all of us.
Okay. So how do I explain this in short? The next expedition I'm going on is tomorrow. We're running, I partner with nonprofit organizations to help get funding for them. That happens in a bunch of different ways. One being expeditions. So we bring people along on conservation impact style expeditions where they get to interact with animals, sometimes get hands-on in some of the research and all that stuff. And so I run a bunch of these. We have a bunch more coming up. We're about to launch 3 shark ones back to back in Florida. We have South Africa in May. I have another trip to Kenya right after that, where we're doing work with elephants and putting satellite collars on elephants for tracking and research purposes. So it's expedition or research project one after another with nonprofit organizations for the most part. And that's kind of my life, is traveling and doing this work, but it's also a lifestyle. So it's been really rewarding to be able to make work my passion. And then it also gives back. So that's really takes me away from the life that I have had here, and which also makes it difficult to find somebody in this lifestyle. The partner, my partner would need to be on board, and it doesn't seem like it's an easy thing to find.
Okay, we want to get into that in a second, but I want to ask you, and we know that you were involved with wildlife before the show, but would you have been able to do these partnerships so successfully if it weren't for it?
No, the show has been a massive part in letting that all play out. I was always involved in wildlife, but not to the extreme of exotics and being able to work with nonprofits for conservation, because it very quickly...
It's not like you're like the celebrity participant.
Yes. Yes. So realistically, I mean, what it comes down to is the value lies in voice. There's just not enough voices in conservation or want to dedicate their time to that. So the partnership is very mutual. And so my value is that voice and be able to uplift and provide a voice for their initiatives and projects. So yeah, the show has definitely helped in that capacity. Now it's just sustained itself because of all of the shit that I've been doing for 2 years that have, I wouldn't say classifies me as an expert, but I've been in master classes now with, you know, Shark Week experts and people that have expertise in rhinos and elephants and translocations and, you know, vet work. So I have now a very, very good understanding and knowledge base, and that can just continues as I continue to do all this work with, in all these different specialties.
Where does this lead? Like, kind of where do you see yourself with this in 5 years? What are you working towards?
So, interestingly enough, and I haven't necessarily signed NDA, so I can speak on it a little bit. We just got back from Peru and Bolivia, but Peru mostly we're in the infancy stage, and we have funding to start shooting a long feature documentary with some good backing and some already a lot of interest from some networks, which is great. And it's going to be mission driven. So there's that we're working on in the background, aside from all the expeditions and stuff that I'm doing. There's a couple lines in the water, just in terms of other potential TV appearance things in this space as well too, that I can't speak on right now, but there's things happening on that front. So, you know, I don't know exactly what things look like in the wildlife space, but I would say that there's more I do this, the more interest there is in that. And a lot of reach outs are coming from the TV space, but just expeditions, nonprofits, all of these things. So I just continue to see it kind of flourish in that direction.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people, Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous. Now to dating. So... it sounds the way you just worded it, your tone, that like it's unfortunate for you that you are having a hard time finding somebody who's okay with the lifestyle.
That, yes, that. But I also am finding a hard time. How do you prioritize both, right? Both require lots of effort and time. One's the stuff that I'm doing right now, which is taking up all of my time. And so it's hard to then break off of that and be able to give effort and time to letting a relationship first connection happen to an extent where you want to then put in the work for it to make it blossom. And so it's hard to do both of those things. Sometimes I'm remote and I can't even communicate. So how do you even get a relationship going at that point, or a connection going? And then how do you maintain and sustain it when other people have needs? And if I can't, it's been hard to manage both. Sometimes I get excited about a certain person that I'm dating or seeing, and then I'm off for 3 weeks, and that kind of might dissipate. Or, you know, sometimes I feel like I have an obligation once you start connecting with somebody to try to provide, and you're not providing emotionally, or like getting to texts or getting to calls or being physically present. So I'm finding there's a balance there, and I'm not balancing it very well right now. And so I don't know where it goes, to be honest, right now. I'm kind of lost in the relationship space and how to go about it.
Is it one of the reasons why you went on Paradise was the idea that you would be able to focus on it for a bit? I guess it's a two-parter. If something from Paradise would have worked out for you, like, how do you think that works out in the real world then?
Yeah. So to that two-part question, I, in really, really weird way, we have, I mean, and you probably both know this, even though you're in relationships, there are so many distractions in everyday life right now that I find it's the hardest to actually connect and then maintain before something like fizzled out. There's so many distractions, whether it's work, other people, dating apps, all of these things. Weirdly enough, Paradise, for the amount of time that we're there every day, no phones, no music, no job I can go to, no business stuff, no other distraction aside from other women coming down. You literally are, that's what we need nowadays. Put the phones away, mm-hmm. And just focus on that person. That's why I was able to develop feelings for Jess, which was so nice. I remember at the end being like, thinking that I was going to be walking away with her, and things obviously didn't turn out that way. But yeah, I loved Paradise for that, because it forced you to get away from the shit that doesn't allow us to connect nowadays, right? All distractions, they're all gone. So I loved it for that. The second part was, you asked, how would it have worked out?
Yeah.
Good question. I don't really know. What I could say, I think, to that is, I also do have the ability to bring people along with me and my partner along with me on these things. Would they be able to every time? No, but I would be able to have them come for whatever they wanted to. Would I also try to maybe dial back the amount that I'm away? Yes, especially if I really believed in that relationship. So I don't know, but I think that the issue here is trying to find a connection where I then have to make that decision right now.
Yeah.
Connection that I formed, I never have to think about it. But I think if someone really made sense for me, I would find a way to pull away from, you know, these guys here a little bit then, and you know, and find that space for to be able to give enough of that to foster that relationship.
Yeah.
I just haven't had to make that decision yet.
No, but it's I like the way you talk about it. It's sweet. Like you can definitely tell it's a priority in life, as you could tell on the show that it was a priority in life for you.
Mm-hmm. I've been a relationship person all of my 20s. Two and a half years, 2 years, 3 years, 3.5 years. And then the show stuff has happened and it has made things. And it's been difficult. It's been challenging. As you know, we come off the show. It's just everything's weird. It's different. You look at things different. I'm a little lost in that space for sure right now. And I always used to be so confident in it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the big question then for people that follow you or rooting for you that are wanting you to find what you're looking for. I know you just said you're lost, but kind of I'm sure it crosses your mind. How are you seeing dating for you in the next couple of years? You know, how do you see that looking?
I have been trying to put myself out there more, and I have been going on dates and connecting with people, and there's like lots of potential there. I'm hoping, Ben, to be honest with you, I'm hoping I go on one of these expeditions and there's a girl that's in my space that I'm just like, wow. And she gets it. She wants to be out there with me or at least shares the same passion. So I'm out doing these things. She's like, good for you. I wish you, who's like, gets that feeling that animals can bring to people, or those aha moments out in wildlife that like she would never want to take those things away. I'm just hoping I find someone in my space, to be honest. And hopefully I go on enough of these that she just pops up one day. Because outside of that, like being here in my hometown or wherever I'm traveling, like it's going to be difficult, but I don't close the door either. Right. It's like, okay, well, I'm not ready. I can't give my time to somebody yet, but in saying like, okay, well, I'm going to stop dating. Well, I don't want to ever close that door. That'd be stupid. So I keep it open and hoping that someone just rips it wide open and gives me that feeling of like, hey, now I'm going to, you know, because it's a disservice to myself too, because I naturally want it. I want somebody. I lay in this bed and I'm like, and I'm watching a rom-com or whatever. I'm like, like, I haven't had that forever. Like, I'd love that. We all want it. And I would do myself a disservice to turn that off and be like, because I'm going to, you know, I love what I do. And it's a challenge for sure. Yeah.
Did Zach talk about his dating life at all with you?
Ooh, why did I feel like you're going to go there? I knew it. I just knew it. I knew it.
Yeah, good job, Ashley.
yes and no. To be honest, I mean, you probably see that, you know, I mean, the rumors and all of those things. It probably plays into, you know, you see Zach doesn't comment on all and any of those things. He's just very nonchalant. And the guy, when I have asked, he is very... It's almost like I don't want to tell you anything, because then you get wrapped up in it and people know we're close. So people are going to know that you potentially know stuff. And so when I ask, you know, I went to the New Year's thing and all that stuff, like, yes, do I know that they are hanging out and have? Yes. But he does not give me the guts, because when I have asked, he makes it awkward. And so, okay, I'm just not going to go there again with you. He just doesn't want to feed and play into that. And he's just not, he's all business, and he's not a very emotional guy with me in that sense. But I think he also is in some way protecting me from whatever is going on that. He doesn't want me wrapped up in it, because he knows that everyone knows we're tight. And so that it's he makes it awkward to talk about. So we just don't really talk about it.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand, and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Well, one of the things that's admirable about Zach, too, is a lot of people go through this world and then they're looking left and right for the next headline. And yes, a lot of what he's doing right now could create some very spicy headlines, some headlines that would definitely attract people to have Zach's name on their computers or on their phones every day. I think the lack of his interest in creating a headline is something admirable. And I think it shows the authenticity and the genuineness to whatever connection exists. If it does, if it doesn't, you know, whatever comes up. I think that is something that not a lot of people in this world invest into, but I think Zach's one of those guys, especially after talking to him on the podcast, that really cares about, hey, if I'm going to do this thing, it's not because it's going to make me more money or it's going to keep my name out there.
Yes, exactly. He moves with so much poise and just calmness, and it can, he's so happy in his own life and so wrapped up in trying to continue to help people through Lease Recovery Foundation and all his work, that there's no money aspect to this at all. There's no ulterior motives to it. And you know, it's just part of the course with that guy. That's why he's just easy to be around in that sense, because there's no other noise. There's no other shit. You just get an actual true friend. The show stuff is just so, and the public stuff is so to the side.
Yeah.
It's not. Mm-hmm. He's just, you know what I mean? So it's nice because when I'm with him, I mean, as you probably both know, once you've done this show and you're around the other people that have done the show is like, just seems to be always part of the conversation with Zach. We never talk about the show. It's about what he's doing, I'm doing, the work. It's never show-based conversation. which is a really nice disconnect, because a lot of the times when I'm in these group settings, it is always about the show, this or that episode. Yeah. And there's none of that with him, which is such a breath of fresh air.
Okay. So speaking of the show, Ashley, I do have one question here. Speaking of the show, speaking of love, speaking of some of our favorite people in the world, have you and Rachel ever made out?
Rachel? Yeah. Rachel? This Rachel from the season we know now?
No.
Rachel Lindsay?
No. Rachel
Lindsay, for sure.
Rachel who?
No, Rekia.
Rachel Rekia.
Oh, Rachel Rekia. Oh my God, how did I not think of her?
They just went on a trip together. We talked to Rachel about this, and this was, I think, pre-trip, and I see the two of them being really good together, and so I want to know, like, they spend time together, they're friendly, they like each other. Has it ever been anything?
Oh my God, they've totally made out. I wish you guys could have seen his face.
I mean, it's fine. That's a great thing.
No, I swear I'm very much a book, and I would just tell you if we have. We legit have not. We legit.
But like, maybe you're saving it?
I would honestly tell you if we did. I would. Okay. We are like, she's my go-to confidant with anything on that front.
Okay.
Dating. Yeah.
That leads in perfectly to my next question. So your friends, you're close with Zach and with Rachel. Of all the three seasons you've done, the Tayshia Claire, the Katie, and then Paradise, which cast would you do it all over again with?
The first one, Claire. Okay. Claire, Tayshia.
That was a good cast.
It was the most, yeah.
It was
a
really good cast, yeah.
The guys were awesome, but you know, it's... Not to take away from Katie's season and those guys there, but you know, when you do it for the first time, it's exciting, it's new, it's different. When I went back for Katie's, it was just like, okay, I've been this before. The same excitement wasn't there on like the experience aspect. The excitement was there for, holy shit, this is a really blossom relationship. But that excitement was there, but the show experience itself, the first time in that cast and going through it with everyone. Yeah.
Speaking of Tayshia and Claire's season, Ben Smith. I don't know how close you were, but did you see that Britney Spears posted a picture of him?
I someone sent it to me. I remember, and I was like, I didn't. I was like, you being like, what? How? What? I don't understand. I still don't. I know he does some type of work in that space with like musicians and things like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he does. I know he does stuff with DJs. One of my favorites. And I'm blanking on them. Hard,
but like a big DJ, like a DJ that like is a household name sort of thing.
Awesome. Yeah. He travels with and things like that.
Oh, so you're saying that it could just not be a random photo that Britney posted from the internet?
It could very well be that there's maybe some link there where he helps with like not just mental health, but I think keeping people on track. So like, you know, not drinking, and they'll do, you know, work together and workouts on the road and stuff like that. So I think he does stuff in that space. So there could be some, maybe he does work with her. I don't really know.
Oh, appreciate that insight. I did DM him, no response, but also it didn't look like he read it. However, when he saw the first line of the message, he definitely knew what it was about and probably didn't open it.
Yeah, hard to say, but like that it's not that random to me knowing that he was posted there, because I know he's done space work in that space with other notable people before.
All righty. And then my last question for you is just, you talk to Jess anymore?
Yeah, yes. She and I have a it's a very just good, healthy relationship. We have not explored it in a romantic sense, but I think, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one, right? Like there's a general curiosity there, but I think.
No. Okay.
Like I said, all the things I've already talked about is what plays into like, you know, the potential. Right. I don't know.
Okay. Blake, you're close with Kylie, and we know that she had quite the breakup post the airing of Bachelor in Paradise. I'd love to know more about this. I know that Nick had her on the podcast, and we got some more details about that breakup and the cheating and all that went down. Did
Would there ever be a thing with you two since we saw that you were so close on the show that we thought that you were going to make out when you got in the black car?
No, no. And Jess, Mercedes, and Kylie live together now in San Diego.
Oh, that would be a very sloppy situation.
Very, very, very. Not one that I have the mental capacity to handle or entertain in any way. And so, no, I mean, from Kylie's front, she wouldn't, and I wouldn't. And no, there's nothing there. But I'm seeing the rumors that they're potentially back together, trying to make things work again. I don't know. I travel so much that I just see the headlines. Do you not see them?
Oh, okay. Sorry. As my eyes are bugging out. Well, last week when we had Brayden on, he heard that one of the Paradise couples that had broken up were trying to rekindle things. He teased this for us, didn't give any names. Avon and Kylie would have been the last, I would assume, would be rekindling. And Blake is giving us other information with his facial expressions right now.
No, I honestly, I'd be surprised too. I think obviously when something like that happens, that's a big hurdle to overcome to try and rekindle and trust and all that stuff. So I'm with you. I would be surprised, but I don't know. My rumors are as good as your rumors.
Who is the couple that you think could possibly get back together?
That's what's interesting. Like, I really, when I'm thinking about them, I really, that's the only one that I feel like
was strong enough to begin with.
Strong enough to begin with to then, you know, try to even, right? So, because none of them else makes sense to me that they would try to none stand out.
Now that we're just on the topic, I got to throw these names out for you. What the heck happened with Aaron and Eliza? Because we saw that Eliza moved on fast.
There wasn't even a acknowledgement of the ending of it. It was just,
yeah. She never even acknowledged him, honestly, on her social media.
Yeah, I know. That's an interesting one. I mean, we talked there. I have not talked to her since. I just feel like she's really disconnected and doesn't, that kind of shows.
Okay. Well, thanks for the dish. We really appreciate. I always like a little gossip, you know. Got to throw it in there with the serious stuff.
This has been another Almost Famous podcast. We have one of Bachelor Nation's favorites, one of the names that continues to interest people, not only because of who he was on the show, but who he is outside of the show. Blake Moynes, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much, Blake. All right. Until next time, I've been Ashley.
And I've been Ben. We'll see you later, guys.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.